Hello, everybody.
Hi，大家早。
Good morning.
早安。
You won't see me too often when I preach.
等一下，我要分享信息的时候，大家不会在荧幕上常常看到我。
Because, I always preach with my PowerPoints.
因为呢，我会用这个，等一下我会用这个幻灯片来跟大家分享。
This is the first time we preach with PowerPoint, through Zoom on the internet.
那就是我第一次呢，用这个投影片在网络上来跟大家分享信息。
Yesterday when we had a dry run of today's worship, I find out some problem with the PowerPoint displaying my video.
昨天在我们的预演的时候，我发觉用这个投影片呢，有遇到一些困难。
Yeah, so I have to take out the video from the PowerPoint and run it separately.
所以呢，我必须把投影片当做一段要给大家看的影片，把它拿出来，把它分成另外一个档案。
Yeah, so I'll be going in and out of the PowerPoint show.
所以呢，我会在这个大家要看到我在这个投影片的之间呢进进出出的。
It will not be as smooth as we were in Songbill.
有的时候
It
呢，
will
可能
not run.
不是很顺畅。
So I hope you will bear with me.
请大家原谅。
Lastly, today's sermon will be a little bit longer than usual.
另外就是说，今天的这个信息分享可能比平常会稍微长一点时间。
It is important that the entire message be preached and heard.
因为呢，这整个的信息要能够完整的说出来，而且让大家都能够听到，是非常
So
重要
again,
的。
I ask you to bear with me.
所以呢，也请大家见谅。
Anyway, we all have been locked down and shut in for more than a week now.
不过呢，大家都已经在家里面被关了一个礼拜以上了，
So we are bored.
所以大家应该也觉得很无聊了。
Now we find ways to kill our time.
那么我们找到了能够打发时间的这个方法。
So just give me 10 or maybe 15 minutes of your time for a longer sermon.
所以我请大家呢多给我15分或者是10分到15分钟的时间。来好好的使用这个时间。
Okay, so now I go to the sermon now.
那现在要跟大家开始分享今天的信息。
As you see, today's sermon topic is faith that transcends calamity.
大家看到今天的信息是要跨越灾难的信心。
This is the message that we need at this time.
这是我们这个时候非常需要的信息。
Well, this year has been an eye-popping year.
今年呢，是真的是让人瞠目结舌的开眼的一年。
You notice I wrote the year 2020 as 20/20.
我在这边用了这个20，然后中间杠就斜杠在20年这样子的
You know
写法，
why?
为什么呢？
Because 20/20 means perfect vision. Perfect vision, you can see very clearly.
OK，大家可以看得很清楚哦，这个里面的一个意象。
Well, we haven't been seeing very clearly, and now our eye pop open and see, oh.
我们过去呢没有看得很清楚，可是现在呢眼睛被打开了。
Yeah. Well, it was only 6 weeks ago when nobody seemed to see what was coming. The U.S. unemployment rate was at 50-year low and the stock market hit all-time high.
因为呢，就在6个礼拜之前呢，都没有人可以预见到马上2020年要发生的事情。美国的这个失业率呢是50年来最低，然后股市却是历史上的新高。
Most Americans were jubilant. They felt secure. They party, eat, drink, dance, travel, and feel living in a fantasy land.
那么多数的美国人呢都过得非常的快乐哈，他们觉得非常的安全，或者是开 party 吃喝跳舞旅行，然后呢好像活在一个这个梦童话世界里面。
And they did what Deng Xiaoping said, keep on dancing, horse racing, and beating up the stock market.
大家过着呢好像这个过去中国领导人邓小平说的是舞照跳马照跑鼓照吵。
Now we are in a dilemma.
可是现在呢，我们马上陷入了一个两难的困境。
It seems that all of a sudden the music stopped.
好像突然之间呢，音乐全部都停住了。
The coronavirus hit one country after another, and our health and life are suddenly at risk.
新冠病毒呢，这个是攻击了一个国家又有一个国家呢，我们突然间我们的这个健康跟生命都在危难之中，危急之中。
We wake up to the reality that we are unprepared for a disaster like coronavirus.
我们忽然间通常很清醒的看到一个现实，就是说我们面对这样的新冠病毒的灾难是没有做好准备的。
We don't have enough face masks, protective gears, ventilators, hospital bed, and medicine.
我们没有足够的这个面罩或者是保护的这个安全罩或者是呼吸器，甚至没有足够的病床跟医药。
Even hand sanitizer and rubbing alcohol have run out.
即便光是那个洗手液呢跟酒精都已经买不到了。
As people stop eating out and stay home, the coronavirus set off a chain reaction and caused businesses to plummet.
那么当大家都已经不在外食而且待在家的时候呢，这个新冠病毒呢就造成了一连串很多企业的连锁效应啊，全部都遭到这个灾难。
From one business sector to another, falling down like dominoes.
好像骨牌效应一样，一个企业接着影响另一个企业。
And they all fell down.
全部呢都倒下来了。
Restaurant, airline, cruise lines, hotels.
从餐厅到这个航空公司，到这个邮轮，还有旅馆。
Tourism, retailing, and manufacturing.
观光啊，或者是大宗物资的贩卖，或者是生产。
Entertainment and sports.
娱乐业跟这个体育。
No NBA ball game, no Broadway.
不再有 NBA 的篮球赛了，也不再有其他的球赛。
No social gatherings, schools, and even church have to meet online.
那么也不再有各种各样的这个社交活动了，学校关门了，甚至教会都必须在线上进行崇拜。
As activities stopped, all price plummeted. Stock price crashed.And there is a banking crisis.
当所有的活动都按下了暂停键之后呢，这个油价下跌，股市下跌，然后接下来面临到了金融危机。
Yeah, businesses are falling down like dominoes.
所有的企业就像骨牌效应的一系列的倒下来。
Now the government is telling us that it needs to create trillions of dollars from nothing.To rescue the economy. Otherwise, we may have an unemployment rate, 30%.
那么现在政府告诉我们，他们需要呢，这个创造出一个数以万亿的一个救援方案来拯救经济哦。那个，要不然的话，失业率可能会到30%。
So, who brought in the coronavirus?
那我要问是说，谁把这个病毒带进来的呢？
Some people say it is by human, by mistake.
有人说是人类是在这个不小心的这个情况当中把病毒带进来了。
From eating wild animals like bats.
可能是吃了譬如说野生的蝙蝠。
Or from a handling error in a virus research lab.
也有人说可能是在处理实验室的病毒时候不小心所造成的。
Some people say it is a satanic attack.
也有人说这是撒旦的攻，刻意的攻击。
Like the way he attacked Job.
就像他攻击约伯一样。
But other people say it is from God for a purpose.
那也有人说这是从神而来的，是一个有目的的计划。
I think this is more likely.
我个人认为这是比较有可能的。
Even if it is a human error or attack from Satan, it has to be permitted by God.
即便是人类犯了错或是从撒旦而来的攻击，但是也是要神允许的。
Now, why would a loving God send such a punishment to people? I thought we all thought that God is love and he wouldn't do that.
那么为什么一位慈爱的神要这么做呢？我们都认为神是爱，他不会做这种事情。
Well, actually, God has done that before in history.
但是神在历史上是曾经这么做过。
Well, he did that as judgment on people's sin or the leader's sins.
他曾经因为人民的犯罪或者是领袖的犯罪而这么做。
If you look up all these reference scriptures,You can see those historic examples.
大家如果看到我列出来的这些经节，就可以看到在历史上的这些例子。
God may also do this because he's shown us some warning sign of his coming.
那么神这么做是因为他要向世人传达他将要来的一些警告的标示。
You can look it up in Luke 21 or Revelation 6.
大家可以看这些警告的这些标志呢，从这个路加福音21章11节，或是启示录的6章8节。
Another place I want to bring you to is from the book of Habakkuk chapter 3.
另外呢，我想大家提醒大家来看的是从哈巴谷书第3章。
Yeah, here in chapter 3 it says,God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Plague went before him, pestilence followed his steps.
在这段经节里说，神从提曼而来，圣者从巴兰山临到，在他面前有瘟疫流行，在他脚下有热症发出。
Could what is happening be a foresign of Jesus' return?
那么神早就给我们警告了，在耶稣再一次回来来临之前呢。
The Bible has already warned us.
神已经给我们提出警告了。
The Bible say, when people say there is peace and security, then suddenly destruction will come upon them as labor pain came upon a pregnant woman. And there will be no escape.
帖撒罗尼迦前书里面就说到说，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
Our sister in the church know what birth pain is like.
我们呢，教会里的姐妹会明白说，这个生产的痛是怎么回事。
Likewise, we see in the last 20 or 30 years.Earthquakes, volcanoes, severe weather, and wildfires, and droughts like this.
在过去二三十年呢，我们都已经亲眼目睹到，譬如地震、火山爆发、极端的气候，或者是野火，或者是干旱的临到。
We also see terrorist acts starting with 9/11.
我们也目睹了这恐怖攻击，像是911。发生的事情。
We see more and more mass shootings.
我们看到更多的这个大规模的枪击案。
We witness financial crisis.
我们目睹了这个金融危机。
3 such crises in the last 20 years.
至少呢，在过去20年发生了3次这样的大危机。
Starting with the dot-com bubble in 2001.
包括了新创的 dotcom 公司的泡沫化。
Yeah, the market really crashed.
那个时候呢，市场整个的崩盘了。
Yeah, then seven or eight years later, we have the financial tsunami caused by subprime mortgages.
那么呢，接下来七年之后，又因为刺激房贷呢，有另外一波的金融危机发生，市场整个的崩盘。
It was a bigger crisis.
那是一个更大的危机。
And now we seem to have even a bigger crisis.
那么现在的危机似乎比以前更大。
To the point that the central banks around the world in every nation have to create trillions and trillions of paper money.
那么呢，这个规模大到全世界的央行通通都要进行量化宽松的政策，拼命的印钞票。
So, all these things are increasing in number, in intensity and frequency.
那么所有这些灾难呢，不管是在发生的数量上面，这个规模或者是频率呢，都在提升。
Just like the birth pains of the pregnant woman.
就像是一位怀孕的妇女，她的这个产痛一样，越来越剧烈。
And that's the way the Bible describes.
这就是像圣经里面所形容的。
God has given us plenty of warnings in the Bible and numerous signs that we are living in the end time.
神早在这个圣经里给我们很多次的警告，说我们是活在末世。
If we are not aware of it, of Jesus returning, we are either blind, ignorant,or not taking God's word seriously.
如果呢，我们对基督的再来呢完全没有感觉的话，那我们不是，要不然就是这个瞎眼了，要不然就是无知，或者是没有真正的认真看待神的话。
Well, if Jesus is coming, there will be very difficult time ahead of his return.
那么，如果是耶稣要再来的话，将来我们要面对的未来呢，是非常困难的一段时期。
Because the Bible says, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be.
因为圣经在马太福音说到，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。
Some people say, I thought Christians will be raptured before the tribulation.
那有人就会说了，基督徒不是在灾前就被擒吗？
And that's what I heard before, and that's what I believed before.
那是我以前所听说的，那时候我也这么相信。
This is so-called the pre-tribulation rapture view.
那么这是所谓的灾前被提的一个这个理论。
But if you study the Bible better, there are actually other views about the raptures.
但是呢，如果大家来读圣经的话，事实上，基督徒什么时候被提，也有人有不同的观点。
Yeah, there is a mid-tribulation rapture, a post-tribulation rapture, and then there is a partial pre-tribulation rapture.
圣经里有提到是灾中被提，有灾前被提，也有提到灾后被提，或者是部分灾前，部分的灾前被提。
Yeah. When we were in GCAC,
当我们还在那个盖城华人宣道会聚会的时候
，I remember Pastor Don say he used to believe in pre-tribulation rapture.
那么那个时候呢？Pastor Don 提到说，他以前呢是相信在灾前被提。
But he said that as he knows the Bible more, he changed his view to post-tribulation rapture.
那么呢，当他说他圣经读的越来越多的时候呢，他相信基督徒是在灾后被提。
And I'm not telling you which one of these view is right, but don't be very sure that you will escape the tribulation totally.
那么我在这里不需要要告诉大家哪一个理论才是对的哦，但是大家不要相信，不要就是非常的笃定说 基督徒都是在灾前就被提了。
Now, if we have to go through some sort of tribulation, how shall we face it?
那但是如果基督徒一定要经历这样的灾难的时候，我们要怎么面对它呢？
I believe the book of Habakkuk is the right book for end time Christian to read, because it was written for a nation facing enemy invasion and devastation.
我相信哈巴谷书呢，正是就是要面临到末世的基督徒必须要读的一卷书。因为呢，就是当犹太这个国家面临到敌人外敌的侵入还有毁灭的时候。
Let me give you some background of Habakkuk.
我在这里跟大家解释一下这个哈巴谷书的背景。
He prophesied during the reign of the last two kings of Judah before the nation was destroyed by the Babylonians.
那么哈巴谷呢是在犹太最后两个王被这个整个犹太国被巴比伦人灭亡之前，他是那个时候的先知。
This book is different from other prophetic books in that it doesn't have a message for the people. It is really the prophet's personal dialogue with God.
哈巴谷书跟其他的先知书不同，因为这里呢并不是透过先知来跟人传达一个信息，而基本上这个是先知他跟神之间的个人的对话。
Well, this drawing of Habakkuk picture him scratching his head, trying to understand God, and he was clearly perplexed.
大家看到这一幅哈巴谷先知的这个图像呢，是表示他在抓他的搔他的头哈，然后想要了解上帝，因为他感到非常的困惑。
So he had a lot of questions and he wanted God to answer it. And twice he brought his question to God and demanded that God answer him. And God did answer him, though not giving him the answer he was hoping for.
那么哈巴谷把他的问题带到了上帝面前，然后要求上帝来回答他。那上帝也确实是回答了，虽然说答案不一定是哈巴谷所期待的。
The name Habakkuk means embracer. He embraced God when he had questions and doubt, but he also embraced God when he faced calamity coming to his nation.
Habakkuk 这个名字的意思呢是拥抱者。那么他在面临有问题的时候，疑惑的时候呢，拥抱了上帝。他也在他的国家面临大灾难的时候拥抱上帝。
Now, before I go into the main message for today, I would like you to have an overview of the book of Habakkuk.
那么在我跟大家来讲解这个哈巴谷书之前呢，我先要给大家一个哈巴谷书的这个大背景的鸟瞰。
And then we'll watch 14 and a half minute video of the summary of the book.
那么大家接下来呢，我还要给大家看一段有14分半的一段这个影片，然后让大家来了解这整个哈巴谷书的一个简摘要。
Okay, now this is the English content outline. I'll give you a minute or two to see it.
那么下面的投影片大家可以看到，这个是用英文写的哈巴谷书的一个摘要，大家可以花一点时间来读一下哈巴谷书的简要的内容。
Okay, I believe everybody have enough time, right?
And 好，我相信大家已经花了足够的时间来看这两段投影片。
Okay, now we are going to see 14 and a half minute video summary of the book in both Chinese and English.
那么好，我们现在大家一起来看这14分半的哈巴谷书概要的一个视频，这里面有中文也有英文。
哈巴谷书，他生活在以色列南国犹大王国末期，这是不公正和拜偶像泛滥的时期，他看到巴比伦将来的威胁，这对他们来说绝对是坏消息，但不同于其他先知，只是没有以上帝的名义向百姓说话，而他所有的话都写给上帝。这本书讲述哈巴谷的个人挣扎，在一个有这么多罪恶和悲剧的世界里，他想要相信上帝是好的，所以哈巴谷的话实际上是哀叹的诗，他们都非常类似于你在诗篇中发现的哀叹诗。诗人先投诉，为要吸引上帝注意世界的痛苦和不公平，并要求上帝做一些事情。理解这本小书的设计和消息的关键在于了解这种哀叹形式。
The book of the prophet Habakkuk. He lived during the final decades of Israel's southern kingdom, and it was a time of injustice and idolatry. He saw the rising threat of Babylon on the horizon, and that was not good news for anybody. But unlike the other prophets, Habakkuk does not accuse Israel. He doesn't even speak on God's behalf to the people. Rather, all of his words are addressed personally to God. And the book tells about Habakkuk's personal struggle, his journey of trying to believe that God is good when there is so much evil and tragedy in the world. And so Habakkuk's words are actually poems of lament, and they're very similar to the laments that you find in the book of Psalms. The poet lodges a complaint and then draws God's attention to suffering or injustice in the world, demanding that God do something. And knowing about this lament form, it's actually the key to understanding the design and message of this short book.
第一和二章是哈巴谷与上帝之间的来回争论。投诉上帝提供答复一共两回。他的第一个抱怨是以色列的生活变得非常可怕，律法被忽略，导致暴力和不公正泛滥，而这一切都被以色列腐败的领导人所容忍。而哈巴谷求上帝做一些事情，但情况似乎没有改变，但后来上帝突然地回应了，他说他很清楚他的选民的腐败，而他正呼唤巴比伦的军队来审判以色列。这信息与弥迦和以赛亚书的消息相似，上帝说他会用这个可怕的帝国吞灭以色列，审判他们的不公和邪恶。但哈巴谷对这个答案不满，所以他提供了他的第二个投诉，他说巴比伦比以色列更糟糕，更腐败，更暴力，他们已经把自己的军事实力神化化了，他们对待人如同动物，把攻下的民如同鱼在网里收集起来，他们吞噬国家和百姓，为要建立自己的帝国。所以哈巴谷问上帝啊，你是圣洁的，怎么能使用这种败坏的国家？他要求上帝做出解释，他甚至描述了自己在城楼上的守望，等待神的回应。
Chapters 1 and 2 are framed as a back-and-forth argument between Habakkuk and God, and the prophet lodges two complaints to which God offers two responses. His first complaint is that life in Israel has become horrible. The Torah is neglected, resulting in violence and injustice, and it's all being tolerated by Israel's corrupt leaders. And Habakkuk is asking God to do something, but nothing seems to change. But then all of a sudden, God responds. He says that he's very aware of the corruption of his own people, Israel, and that he's summoning the armies of Babylon to bring down his justice on Israel. And very similar to the message of Micah or Isaiah, God says he will use this terrifying empire to devour Israel because of their injustice and evil. But Habakkuk has a problem with this answer, and so he offers his second complaint. He says Babylon is even worse than Israel. They're more corrupt, they're more violent, they've deified their own military power, they treat humans like animals, gathering them up like fish in a net, he says. They devour nations and people groups in order to build their own empire. And so Habakkuk says, how can you, a holy, good God, use such corrupt nations as your instruments in history? He demands an explanation. In fact, he depicts himself as a watchman on the city walls waiting for God's response.
所以哈巴谷问，上帝啊，你是圣洁的，怎么能使用这种败坏的国家？他要求上帝做出解释。他甚至描述了自己在城楼上的守望，等待神的回应，而答案最终来了。上帝要哈巴谷拿来泥板和凿，并且写下他所看到的和听到的。这是一个关于未来的指定时期的意象，虽然它可能似乎很遥远，但终究会来。上帝说，义人必因信得生。那么，上帝要哈巴谷写下什么样的神圣的应许呢？上帝说，他会审判巴比伦。上帝说，国与国之间的暴力和压迫造成了无止境的恶性循环，而上帝会在这个循环带来列国的兴衰。上帝虽然会使用一个腐败的巴比伦，并不意味着他赞同他们所做的一切，他会要列国为他们的行为而负责。因此，巴比伦的下场与其他任何暴君一样，必要接受审判。之后，上帝通过一系列的五种祸来阐述他的应许。这五种祸描述列国所行的不公义和压迫，正好是巴比伦以及类似的国家所带来的。前两个描述不公正的经济行为，就像有钱的以荒谬的利息把穷人困在累累的欠债中，由此可见他们通过歪门邪道建立自己的财富。第三个祸是对奴隶劳动的批评，待人如待动物，以暴力威胁他们。第四是领导层醉酒泛滥，当百姓在他们无能的带领下受苦，领导们却醉舞狂歌。而最后的祸描述了这类国家拜偶像的风俗，他们崇拜金钱和势力为神，不惜代价去争取，以至于人们成为自己帝国的奴仆。这里所描述的行为不限于巴比伦，而重点就是人类的困境就是大部分的国家迟早会变成像巴比伦一样。这就是上帝对哈巴谷的回应，也是上帝对后代人的回应，也是对生活在类似于巴比伦国之百姓的答复。
And so Habakkuk says, how can you, a holy good God, use such corrupt nations as your instruments in history? He demands an explanation. In fact, he depicts himself as a watchman on the city walls waiting for God's response, which eventually comes. God tells Habakkuk to get out some tablets and chisel and write down what he sees and hears. It's a vision about an appointed time in the future, that even though it may seem slow in coming, it will eventually come. In fact, God says that the righteous person will live by their faith in this hope and vision. So what is this divine promise that Habakkuk is supposed to write down? It's that God will bring Babylon down. God says that the violence and oppression of the nations creates this never-ending cycle of revenge, and that God will use this cycle to bring about the rise and fall of nations. And the fact that God might for a time use a corrupt nation like Babylon does not mean that he endorses everything that they do. He holds all nations accountable to his justice, and so Babylon will fall along with any other nation that acts like them. God's promise is then elaborated by a series of five woes that describe the kinds of oppression and injustice that's perpetrated by nations like Babylon. The first two target unjust economic practices, like how wealthy people will charge ridiculous interest just to keep poor people in debt, and so they build their wealth through crooked means. The third woe is a critique of slave labor, treating humans like animals and threatening them with violence if they don't produce. The fourth woe targets the abuse of alcohol by irresponsible leaders. While people are suffering under their bad leadership, they're partying and wasting their money on sex and booze. And the last woe exposes idolatry, the engine that drives such nations. They have made money and power and national security into their gods, offering these allegiance at all costs. And so people become slaves to their own national empire. Now, the practices described here aren't unique to Babylon, but that's part of the point. Given the human condition, most nations eventually become Babylon. And so this is how God's answer to Habakkuk in this book becomes God's answer to all later generations, to anyone who lives in a world ruled by other Babylons.
人类的困境就是大部分的国家迟早会变成像巴比伦一样。这就是上帝对哈巴谷的回应，也是上帝对后代人的回应，也是对生活在类似于巴比伦国之百姓的答复。可是问题还存留着，难道上帝要允许这样的恶性循环不断延续下去吗？第三章对这个问题给了答复。这章是哈巴谷的祷告，开头是哈巴谷向上帝诉求在他在世的时候做出行动，正如他之前做过的一样。接下来是一首古老的诗，他首先介绍了上帝惊恐吓人威力震撼的一次出现，他与弥迦书和纳鸿书非常相似，也很像上帝在西乃山的出现。出埃及记有云有地震，当造物主出来对付人类的邪恶，大家必定会去注意。之后哈巴谷把未来上帝打败罪恶的时间描述得如同出埃及记一样，正如上帝如同战士般下来打败法老分红海。哈巴谷说上帝也会如此来审判罪恶之家。在这里法老与巴比伦一样象征暴力的国家，但哈巴谷也说上帝对付邪恶的同时必定会拯救他的子民和他的受膏者。参考来自大卫的君王。
Given the human condition, most nations eventually become Babylon. And so this is how God's answer to Habakkuk in this book becomes God's answer to all later generations, to anyone who lives in a world ruled by other Babylons. But it leaves the question hanging. Is God going to let this cycle, the rise and fall of Babylon-like empires, go on forever? We're told that this is a prayer of Habakkuk, and it begins by Habakkuk pleading with God to act now in the present like he has in the past in bringing down corrupt nations. And what follows is a very ancient poem. It first describes a powerful, terrifying appearance of God. It's very similar to the opening poems of Micah and Nahum, and similar to the appearance of God at Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus. There's cloud and fire and earthquake. When the Creator shows up to confront human evil, everybody will be paying attention. Habakkuk then goes on to describe this future defeat of evil as a future exodus. So just like God came as a warrior and he split the sea in his battle against Pharaoh, Habakkuk says that God will once more bring his judgment down on the head of the evil house. So Pharaoh, like Babylon, has become here an archetype of violent human nations. But at the same time, we're told that when God confronts evil, he will save his people and his anointed one. It's a reference to the king from the line of David.
所以在这首诗中过去出埃及的故事象征着上帝未来的拯救，他将再次打败罪恶势力，把这个世界的巴比伦国和法老们打败，他将把正义带给万民，拯救被欺压的无辜百姓。就是这样的希望使得哈巴谷以赞美来结束这本书。即使世界破碎了，断粮水了，发起战争了，不管怎样他会选择相信上帝的应许，喜乐地活下去。哈巴谷因此成为了义人必因信称义的榜样了。哈巴谷认知了世界的黑暗和混乱，而他却邀请我们进入到信仰的旅程中，邀请我们相信上帝爱这个世界比我们爱得更深，而且有朝一日必会审判他的罪恶。而这就是哈巴谷书的信息。
And so in this poem, the Exodus story of the past has become an image of the future Exodus God will perform. He will once again defeat evil and bring down the Pharaohs and the Babylons of this world. He'll bring justice to all people and rescue the oppressed and the innocent. And it's this hope that enables Habakkuk to conclude the book with hopeful praise. Even if the world's falling apart with food shortage or drought or war or whatever, he will choose trust and joy in the covenant promises of God. And so Habakkuk, by the end of this book, becomes a shining example of how the righteous live by faith. Habakkuk recognizes just how dark and chaotic the world and our lives can become. And he invites us into a journey of faith, of trusting that God loves this world more than we do, and that he will one day deal with its evil. And that's what the book of Habakkuk is all about.
So, I've just given you a crash course on Habakkuk in less than 15 minutes.
那么我刚刚在这个15分钟之内呢，让大家很快的了解了哈巴谷书的概要。
Yeah. After you have this background, then I will go into the heart of today's message.
那么在了解了这个背景之后，我现在要马上进入了哈巴谷书的核心。
So Habakkuk believed that God is righteous, but he confronted God why he allowed violence, injustice, and neglect of the world in the society.
哈巴谷呢相信上帝是这个公义的，但是他也呢就直接的来面对神，来询问神为什么容许这个世界有暴力，有不公义，还有对律法的忽视。
He complained to God for 20 years before God answered him.
那么他呢对神抱怨了20年，神才回答他。
God told Habakkuk he had been raising up the Babylonians to judge his people for their sins.
神告诉哈巴谷说，他呢马上会兴起巴比伦人来审判他子民的罪。
Habakkuk could not believe what God said.
那么哈巴谷简直不能相信上帝对他所说的。
The Babylonians were the most dreadful, cruel, and violent people.
因为呢，这些巴比伦人当时是最可怕、最残酷跟这野蛮的民族。
They would utterly destroy the whole nation and wipe out God's people.
这些巴比伦人来呢，会整个的摧毁的犹太国，并且呢，把神的选民呢，全部的消灭掉。
How could God use?This most wicked Babylonian to judge the less wicked Jews who is God's chosen people.
他不相信神怎么会用这些最邪恶的巴比伦人来审判这个比较不邪恶的犹太人呢？而这些人正是神的选民。
The Babylonians were like the ISIS a few years ago.
那么呢，这些巴比伦人就像是几年前呢大家所害怕的这些 ISIS。
You know how terrible they are. They are very cruel. They persecuted their victims.
大家都看到他们有多么的可怕跟残忍。
And they utterly destroyed the city that they invaded.
这些人呢，把他们所经过的这个所侵略的城市几乎都全毁了。
So Habakkuk protested to God about his plan to use the Babylonians.
所以呢，哈巴谷呢，对于上帝要使用巴比伦人呢，就提出抗议了。
He's basing himself in the tower on the city wall and waited for God to explain himself.
那么他就站在城楼上的这个守望楼上等着，然后要看神怎么来解释自我解释。
The reply God gave to Habakkuk was a revelation, and it's the key message of the book.
那么神向哈巴谷说的话呢，是整个哈巴谷书里面最关键的一个启示。
He told Habakkuk, "Behold, he who so is not upright in him, referring to the Babylonian, shall fail; but the righteous shall live by faith."
神在这里对哈巴谷说：“看哪，加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯一人因信得生。”
The righteous shall live by faith. This is the key verse.
义人必因信得生，这是这里最关键的字。
Now, the interpretation for this verse is, the righteous shall survive because he put his trust in the Lord.
这里的解释就是说，义人呢会存活，因为他们呢把这个信心放在神的身上。
This is the key survival guide for a time of calamity.
这个是在面临灾难时候的能够存活的这个指导里面最重要的关键。
God told Habakkuk, go tell the people, this is the way to survive the calamity.
神跟哈巴谷说赶快去跟他的民宣告说这是在面临灾难时候存活下去最重要的原则。
Write it down in a big tablet and let people see it as you run through the street.
神告诉哈巴谷说呢要把它写在明明的写在板上让人容易读懂。
Not only that this verse is the key verse in the book of Habakkuk, it is also a key concept throughout the Bible.
那么义人必因信得生不光只是哈巴谷书里面最关键的信息那事实上在整个的圣经里面呢它都是一个非常重要关键的概念。
Yeah. For example, in Genesis, we were told that Abraham believed the Lord,And he credited to him as righteous.
例如说在创世纪呢圣经这么记载说亚伯兰信耶和华耶和华就以此为他的义。
And then, this word is quoted three times in the New Testament with different emphasis.
那么这节圣经呢在新约也被三次的不停的被三次引用放在不同的重点。
The first time it was quoted is in Romans chapter 1:17.
第一次是在罗马书第一章十七节。
When Paul says, the righteous will live by faith.
那么保罗在这里说呢，这个义人必因信得生。
The emphasis here is righteousness, referring to a righteousness that is imputed on the believer.Based on his faith in Jesus Christ.
这里呢是在讲说这个因信得生是说这个是义从信耶稣基督而来的。
The second time it was quoted is in Galatians chapter 3:11.
第二次呢是在哥罗西书。
加拉太书。
加拉太书三章十一节。
It says, clearly no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith. Faith is the emphasis here.
他在这里说没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说义人必因信得生，信是这里的重点。
That's right. Okay. Then the first time,This verse is quoted is in Hebrews chapter 10.
第三次呢是在希伯来书第十章。
Yeah, it says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
在希伯来书十章三十六到三十八节说你们必须忍耐使你们行完了神的旨意就可以得着所应许的因为还有一点点时候那要来的就来并不迟延只是义人必因信得生
But my righteous one will live by faith
义人会因信得生
The background of the book of Hebrews is thatThe Christians in Rome, particularly the Jews, were facing persecution for their faith in Jesus Christ.
那么这个圣经当时的这个背景是说，在罗马生活的基督徒呢，那个时候正面临着迫害。
So their faith was wavering.
所以他们的信心动摇了。
Yeah, if they forsake their Christian faith.Then they can avoid the persecution.
如果他们放弃自己的基督信仰，基督徒信仰呢，就可以活下来。
And it is for this reason that the author of Hebrew quoted this verse and tell them to persevere, to hold on to the faith.
为了这个原因呢，当时所以在希伯来书记载了这么一段，要鼓励他们要坚持，要忍耐，要坚持住自己的信仰。
The emphasis here is live.
在这里所强调的重点是要活出来，生活下来。
Live out your faith amid trials.
要在试炼的时候活出你的信心来。
You may notice that this verse in Hebrew 10 come just before the great chapter of faith in Hebrew 11.
那么大家也可以看到，就是说这个地方所希伯来书第十章的这个提到的这个活出信心来，接下来在十一章里面也继续的强调。
So how can we have faith?
那么他怎么可以得到这样的信心呢？
Now, biblical faith is not blind faith.
那么圣经所提到的信心并不是一个盲目的信心。
It is grounded in God's word, which are facts.
这是根据神的基于事实所出的话。
God said it, and it shall be done.
神这么说就成了。
In our Romans chapter 10, it says, So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
在罗马书十章十七节说，可见信心是由于听到道，听道而来，所听的道是借着基督的话而来。
Now here the word of God in the original language is rhema.
那么神所说的话呢，所原来的这个字用的是 rhema 这个字。
It refers to God's spoken word.Not the written word.
他这里提到的是说神所出来说出的话，不是写出来的话。
All the heroes of faith in the Bible, they get their faith after God spoke to them.
那么，所以我们在圣经里面看到这些信心的英雄呢，他们都是在神对他们说话之后得到了他们的信心。
For example, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Elijah.Peter and Paul, etc.
大家可以看到的例子包括了挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西、以利亚、彼得跟保罗。
Now God spoke to Habakkuk, therefore Habakkuk was able to have the faith to face the coming calamity.
那么神对哈巴谷说话了，因此哈巴谷接下来能够面对这个灾难，他才能够有信心。
But God also commanded Habakkuk to proclaim.What he said to the people.
但是神在这里呢，也命令哈巴谷要把他刚刚对他所说的话呢，向人民来宣告。
And it is to tell them the just shall live by faith.
要告诉当时的犹太民说，有凭因信而得生。
Therefore, those who heard it and received it can also have the faith to face the calamity.
以至于呢，那时候听到这些话的，而且接受这些话的人，也可以靠着这个信心来面对灾难。
Faith and fear are opposite words. They are opposite to each other.
信心跟恐惧呢，是彼此相反矛盾的话。
George Mueller said this: Where faith begins, anxiety ends. Where anxiety begins.Faith ends.
穆勒呢曾经这么说过，说信心开始的时候就是恐惧的结束，但是当疑惧开始的时候，信心就终止。
That's another way to put it is when faith begins, fear ends.
也就是说，信心开始的时候就是惧怕结束的时候。
Do you know that, in the Bible?Men of great faith also have times of fear.
你知道在这圣经里面呢，即便是信心的伟人也会有害怕的时候。
For example, Abraham, the father of faith, he had times of fear.
例如说在圣经里被称作信心之父的亚伯兰，他也曾经害怕过。
Yeah. Abraham was in fear in Genesis.Chapter 15, there's a typo error here.
那么在创世纪里面，十五章，亚伯兰曾经这个惧怕过。
So God said to him, do not be afraid, I am your shield.
所以呢，耶和华当时就对亚伯兰说，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌。
Yeah. When fear begins, faith also ends.
但是当你开始恐惧的时候呢，信心就结束了。
For example, the prophet Elijah.
例如说这个以利亚这位先知。
Yeah, he was very courageous and he single-handedly defeated 450 prophets of Baal and slaughtered them on Mount Carmel.
例如呢，他呢一个人呢单手了，就对付跟杀掉了450个拜巴利的那些假先知，在这个加密山上。
Yet shortly afterward, when the queen Jezebel wanted to kill him, just one woman, okay, Elijah became so afraid he ran for his life.
但是呢，接下来当皇后耶洗别也不过就是一个女人想要杀他的时候呢，以利亚忽然间害怕到他必须去逃命。
Peter also have times of faith and fear.
那么英雄也是会有惧怕恐惧的时候。
One time the apostles were in a boat in the sea and there was a storm.
有一次呢，这个他耶稣的门徒呢遇到了风浪。
And it was night time and Jesus was walking on water.
那个时候是晚上，耶稣在水面上行走。
They were scared. They thought they saw ghosts.
当时门徒非常害怕，他们以为看见了鬼魂。
And Jesus said, "It is me. Don't be afraid."
耶稣就跟他们说，是我，不要害怕。
And Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you on water."
那彼得就说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Jesus said, "Come on." And Peter got off the boat and walked on water and came towards Jesus.
耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
But then, when Peter saw all the big waves around him, he really gets scared and he begin to sing and he cried out to the Lord, "Save me!"
但是当彼得见到那么大的风浪的时候，就开始害怕了，他要沉下去，就大喊着说，主啊，救我。
Sometimes circumstances can get very scary.
有的时候我们的环境会变得让人非常的恐惧。
When fear begins, faith ends.
当恐惧开始的时候，就是信心的结束。
Now, the reason I want to bring up all this is because we see the fear and the faith in Habakkuk as well.
我要这么跟大家刚刚提的那些事情，是因为我们在哈巴谷这位先知身上也同时看到了这样子的情况。
He said, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deed. O Lord, renew them in our day. In our times, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy.
因为哈巴谷的神说，耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
The mountains saw thee and were afraid. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you fled the nations. You crushed the leaders of the land of the wicked. You stripped him from head to foot.
山岭见你无不占据，你发愤恨，通行大地，发怒气责打列国，如同打粮。你打破恶人家长的仇，露出他的脚趾到颈项。
I heard and my heart pounded, my lip quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bone, and my legs trembled.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。我在所立之处战惊。
He was clearly very afraid.
他非常明显的是在非常的恐惧的情况当中。
Afraid because God comes in might.
那么他很恐惧是因为他想看到了耶和华要来。
Indeed, we should be fearful of God.
事实上是的，我们应该要敬畏耶和华。
But he was also afraid because the Babylonians were coming.
他呢同时害怕也是因为他知道了那个巴比伦人要来。
But then you can also see the face side of Habakkuk in this chapter.
但是在这同一个章节里面，我们除了看到他的恐惧之外，我们也看到了先知哈巴谷的信息。
He said, "You work with your horses and your victorious chariot. You came out to deliver your people. I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us."
哈巴谷在这里说，耶和华，你乘在马上，坐在得胜的车上。你出来要拯救你的百姓，我要安静等候灾难日子之临到，来惩罚邪对侵略我们的敌人。
He knew the enemy will come and destroy the country.
哈巴谷知道说这些敌人会来了，然后毁灭他的国家。
But he also knows God is also coming to rescue his people.
但是他也知道说他的神会来拯救他的民。
And that is his faith. That is his faith.
啊，那就是他的信心。
Well, our faith should overcome our circumstances.
那么信心呢，是也可以超越环境的。
And this is true faith.
这就是真正的信心。
Because we are told that we walk by faith, not by sight.
因为我们被教导说是要凭着信心，而不是凭着自己眼界。
This is the way Abraham lived his life.
这就是亚伯拉罕怎么样来活出他的生命。
He doesn't look at circumstances.
他不光只是看环境。
In Romans chapter 4 it says, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed."
罗马书第四章说，亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead.
那他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝。
Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised.
他的信心还是不软弱，而且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
And he received the promised son Isaac.
那么他也确实得到了神所应许要给他的儿子以撒。
Likewise,Habakkuk had also the faith that overcome circumstances.
那同样的，哈巴谷也是凭着信心来超越了环境。
Yeah, he said in this prayer, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails, and the field produces no food,Though there were no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the straw, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
他在哈巴谷说出了上面的这个祷告。他说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Even though there's nothing left after the invasion of the Babylonian, yet I still have you.
虽然在巴比伦人这个侵略之后几乎没有一无所剩。
Yeah, I will still rejoice because I have you, God, as my savior.
但是他在这里说，我还是要因救我的耶和华神欢喜。
Well, in the time of calamity, God will give us the strength to go forward, to keep on living.
在面对灾难的时候，神会赐给我们力量，让我们能够继续下去。
So Habakkuk say, "The sovereign Lord is my strength; He make my feet lighted, feet of a deer."
所以哈巴谷在这里说，耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
He also say, "The sovereign Lord enable me to go on the height."
还有说，耶和华使我稳行在高处。
Well.You see, these goats, they are able to jump the cliff from one side to another in high places.
大家可以看到这幅图画说，这个山羊呢，在这么高的地方可以从一块岩石跳到另外一个岩石上去。
It's very interesting. I got to show you this.
Yeah, 这个是呢，非常有趣的一幅画面，所以我一定要给大家看。
Okay.See?
大家看到了吗?
Yeah, amazing. I wish we had the faith like this animal to jump the cliffs.
我希望呢，我有这样的信心，像这些动物一样哈，可以跳过这个山崖。
Yeah, and the Lord will give us the strength to do that. In times of calamity.
那么神在灾难的时候就会给我们这样子的力量。
Now we come to the concluding words of this message.
那么今天来到我们整个信息的最后的结语。
And I will quote this from Romans chapter 8.
那么我要说的这段话是从罗马书第八章出来的。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
难道是患难吗?是困苦吗?是逼迫吗?是饥饿吗?是赤身露体吗?是危险吗?是刀剑吗?
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.Through him who loves us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation.Will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
After the concluding word.It is not the end yet.
那么这个还没并不是我今天讯息的终结。
We'll end it with a testimony and a song. It is well with my soul.
那么我要今天的讯息要以一个回应的诗歌，就我心灵得安宁，来作为终结。
Okay, and after the song, That's the end of today's sermon.
那么在这首诗歌之后呢，就是我今天这个整个正道的结束。
哈巴谷书，他生活在以色列南国。
Horatio Spafford was born in Troy, New York in 1828. He moved